Killer Bees is our guest, and comedian Killer Bees. You can find him, Killer Bees, on Twitter and Instagram. And hey, what is all this stuff about you being on a new, are you on a new TV show?
Another one?
Another TV show?
No, I just got done with my second season on Discovery Channel on Moonshiners.
Yeah.
But this past Monday, I shot a scene in a Bigfoot movie. That was a trailer I showed y'all. That was a trailer for
I thought that was a joke.
No, I saw
the tweet and I was like, he's making a joke about the guy.
That's a trailer for a low budget, and we'll put low in all caps, a Bigfoot movie called Bo McGraw and the Legend of the Alabama Bigfoot.
Are you a squatcher?
I am the expert squatcher who meets with the kid and starts giving him advice about how to find Bigfoot. Such sage advice as this line. If you're going to find
Hold on, let me put some echo in because this is the advice.
Let me get in character.
Here we go.
Son, if you're going to find Bigfoot, you got to lose yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Know thy enemy.
Yeah, that chill bump, man. Just
got me.
Out in the woods, teach him how to be a redneck Jedi. Yes, how to drink stagnant water out of mud puddles.
Yeah.
Use those special straws. That's
like
how you do that.
No, we use special effects. I actually had a prop guy. I had an actual prop guy that would come in. And here's a spoiler. I had a prop guy come in and pour bottled water in my hand that was cupped right over the mud puddle. Then he'd jump out of the frame and they'd roll the camera and I'd bring the water up while it dripped in the puddle and drink it, and it looked like I had dipped it out of the mud puddle. And then I turned to the kid.
Movie magic.
Then I turned to the kid and I go, mosquito larvae will protect you from malaria if you eat enough of them.
So, is that true?
I have no idea. I made it up. Dude, it's a movie. Come on.
Movies aren't real?
Are you going to win some sort of major award? Probably
from the Big D and Bubba radio conglomerate. That's where I'm putting all my eggs. That's the basket my eggs are going in for, some type of award, an achievement award, lifetime achievement award. So I unabashedly just put that out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 9,000th edition of the Academy Awards. As we welcome all of the winners this year, off-air winners, Killer Bees for best puddle-drinking mosquito larvae eating.
I am so pumped up. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're just so busy, man. What a international superstar you are.
I have been very busy. I'm in my 36th year of showbiz, if you will. And this is the busiest past 2 years I've had in my career. I now have 97 ocean cruises under my belt. You know, it's an adventure, but it gets...
Do people know what you're saying? Like, let's say you're in Honduras and you walk up and ask a question. The odds are you're going to bump into somebody who speaks English there, but do they understand you?
Yeah, to a degree. And I try to speak differently.
Yeah.
You know, I try to enunciate and go a little bit slower. But I found that most of these places are very tourist-driven, so they generally have their people that speak English.
Bilingual. Yeah,
they generally do that. So it's not that hard, man. And like I said, there's like 57, I've told y'all this before, there's generally about 57 different countries represented by the crew on these ships. So it is such a life-changing experience as far as accepting and getting along with people from different cultures. That has been just a personal growth thing that I have gone through that has been really, really cool to be in that situation, and it pays off in my everyday life when I'm on land. I will approach people that generally I would have nothing in common with and no reason to speak to them and just go, dude, how much fun is your hair? Or just anything, you learn to accept and open your eyes more. And that's been a really neat byproduct that I never envisioned, never saw that coming. So that's been really cool.
Oh, that's cool. You're just a fancy boy.
You're like a shaman.
You really are.
He's a squatching shaman.
you can follow him online on Twitter. He's Killer Bees and Instagram. He does it all. He does everything.
And if he doesn't, he will.
He will.
We call it total package.
The total package.
You are the total
Killer
package.
Killer Bees, the total package.
Big D
and Bubba.